You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vajinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while theatres remain closed due to coronavirus. And this week's podcast actually links back to something I talked about in the very early days of Spotlight On, and that is Showstopper, the improvised musical. It was episode 17, I think July of last year, when I first mentioned them on the podcast, and we're now at episode 59, and let me tell you, I am only more in love with them. If you're not familiar with the Showstoppers, they are a group of musical theatre improvisers. So they take audience suggestions as to settings and plot points and themes and, of course, musical theatre songs or show styles. And they then create an entirely improvised musical on the spot. It really is amazing to watch. And the shows and songs that they come up with are so funny and clever and, like, genuinely good musicals. They are brilliant. And they have been doing pretty regular live streams on YouTube throughout the past year. And yes, I have watched every single one of them. And yes, I have also converted my entire friendship group to the brilliance of the Showstoppers. And well, now we have internet watch parties and quote the shows incessantly. It's brilliant fun. In fact, if you are interested in seeing exactly what an entirely improvised musical is like, then their next live stream is going to be on Saturday, the 29th of May. You can find out more information via the link here in the post, but essentially it broadcasts live on YouTube at like 7:30 on the actual day. And if you want, you can use the YouTube comments to send in your own suggestions for song styles and so on. But then it's also available to watch on catch up as many times as you want for a week after broadcast. So plenty of time to be flexible and enjoy it. So that's kind of a whistle-stop introduction to the Showstoppers and what they normally do. But it's not really the main point of tonight's Spotlight On. Instead, I want to draw your attention to their alternative Eurovision Song Contest. You know, we are huge fans of Eurovision at Showtime, and actually keep listening to the very end because I'll be reminding you a little bit later on how to get involved with our very own Eurovision competition, the annual URNovision. But first, the Showstoppers are hosting their own Eurovision event next Saturday, in which a bunch of the regular cast, as well as some special guests, will be creating and performing their own songs to represent different countries around Europe. It was something they did last year online, and it was absolutely brilliant. I will put a link in the post here so you can watch some of the videos from last year's show and get a little taste of what to expect. Side note, Sweden was hands down my favourite last year, and I still know all the lyrics and sing it regularly around the house, so definitely recommend checking that one out. But I'm so pleased that they're bringing it back this year. It'll be streaming live from 8 p.m. next Saturday, the 15th of May. It is a free event and there aren't tickets for it, but the link will be made live for the show on the Showstoppers website about 2 hours before it's due to start. Again, you can find all the information about how to watch it here in the post. Also, although it is a free event, they are asking for donations to support the Care Workers charity, especially when you go to cast your vote for the winner. Because, oh yeah, you do also get to decide who wins the competition. Honestly, it looks like it's going to be absolutely fabulous, and I, for one, can't wait to watch it. The cast list alone looks incredible, so definitely not one to miss. And again, if there's any extra info you need, check out the links here in the post, and it's sure to answer any questions you might have. And then, very quickly, just before I wrap things up for this week, while we're on the topic of Eurovision, don't forget to send in your suggestions for Showtime's own competition. We'll be hosting our annual URNovision show in a couple of weeks. It'll be the Sunday, the day after the proper Eurovision final. And the way URNovision works is that we pick musicals that represent different European countries and then let you vote for the winner. But this year, we're also inviting you to pick some of the contestants too. We have had some brilliant suggestions coming in so far, but if you have a show or a song that you would like to see represented at URN Vision 2021, just email Ella at urn1350.net or head to Facebook at URN Showtime or Twitter at Showtime URN to find out more. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. As always, I'll be back again next Sunday, first of all at 6pm live on urn1350.net with Showtime. So tune in for a whole hour of glorious musical theatre tunes. And then I'll be right here straight after that at 7pm on Sunday with a brand new spotlight on to let you know exactly what you should be watching from the world of virtual theatre. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.